All season long, the Central Cyclones made a point of using their deep roster and overall level of skill to find ways to win games. They did so on their way to winning the Moose Jaw League Championship and carried right on through the regional championships last weekend. So it should come as no surprise that when it was time for the most important game of the season, Central's depth, endurance and ability once again rose to the forefront. Cyclones midfielder Landon Mecha scored 3 goals in the second half as Central went on to a 3-1 victory over the Yorkton Sacred Heart Saints in the SHSAA 4A Boys Provincial Soccer Championship game at Yara Center on Sunday afternoon. It was anything but easy, though, especially with how things went through the game's opening 45 minutes. I think in the first half, they completely dominated us, especially in possession in the midfield. We just struggled to find our man in the mid. Mecha said shortly after being hoisted onto his teammates' shoulders during the championship celebration. I think it was just that they were getting tired in the second half because they didn't have as many subs as us. We kind of picked it up in the midfield and were bringing it out wide, which led to some of my goals that were kind of at the edge of the box. Central carried the play at the start of the first half, but Yorkton gradually created more and more opportunities as time went on. That was all a product of some new wrinkles the Saints had put into play, changes that the Cyclones needed to adjust to as the game progressed. There had been a change in their formation and a few of their plays, so once we were comfortable we were able to communicate properly and get a good rhythm going, said Cyclones head coach Holly McCorriston, adding that Central just remained patient and waited for their opportunities to come. They kept working hard and that's what showed. Mecha scored his first goal around the 50th minute, getting free down the right side before putting a shot from the top of the box into the right corner. Around 10 minutes later, Mecha nearly sprung himself into the open in the box with nothing but the goaltender between him and the net. A Yorkton defender hauled the grade 10 speedster down and he was able to score on the ensuing penalty kick. The Saints got that one back with 15 minutes to play, but it came at a cost. After scoring on a penalty kick of their own, an altercation with Central standout goaltender Alfred Benson Muya led to a Yorkton player being given a red card and forcing the Saints to play with 10 men the rest of the game. Mecha kept scoring in the game with around 10 minutes to go, finishing off the hat trick with a play similar to his first marker. In the end, it was a really good fight, especially in the second half when it was neck and neck, Mecha said. I'm sure it was worrying for both teams, especially for us when they had it in our half. It was scary, we knew they had the power to put in the net at any time they got it there, but so did we and I guess we just got lucky with ours. While Mecha was the obvious standout on the day, McCorriston pointed to the overall play of the team from their starters to their subs as their key to victory, not only on the weekend but throughout the season. This team is a deep team and it shows, right to our back line and our keeper, she said. Everyone plays extremely well and we couldn't have done it without everyone playing as well as they did. The communication and the control there is key and that's so important. With the win, the Cyclones will be heading into the 2023 campaign as two-time defending champions, and McCorriston is already looking forward to seeing what the troops can accomplish. I already have notes in my head about things we're going to continue to work on and try to improve, she said with a grin. I'm looking forward to it, it's nice to see such a hard season end this way, after so many ups and downs. I can't say enough about these guys, they're all fantastic players and I hope they all go far. Chief John Kinoch took a 4-2 win over Martinsville earlier Saturday to win bronze. A pair of Moose Jaw League teams were also in action at the 5A Boys Championships in Yorkton, with both Yorkton Regional and Swift Current losing in the consolation semifinal. At the 5A Girls Provincials in Regina, the Moose Jaw League champion Swift Current Ardens lost their first round game 1-0 to Saskatoon Holy Cross before posting a pair of commanding wins over Prince Albert Carleton and Yorkton Regional to claim the consolation side championship. You can find all the scores from Provincials Weekend at www.shsaa.ca.